Well, back to that Pew survey on religion we've been talking about for a couple of days. John, question three was, according to the rulings of the United States Supreme Court, is a public school teacher permitted to read from the Bible as an example of literature?
Of course, yes. Right. That would be yes.
Well, you know that because you know stuff. And the answer is yes. But what's surprising is that three quarters of people on the survey got it wrong. And that
I'm
was
not,
troubling.
I'm not surprised.
The
way our
frankly,
politics works on religion.
And how controversial it is. And,
exactly.
And people think that the First Amendment, the First Amendment does say no establishment of religion. But that doesn't necessarily mean you can't teach about religion. And it made us want to ask, should our schools be teaching about world religions? Here's what one listener had to say. Listen to this.
This is Hank in New Jersey. If people can't take the time to learn the static information about their own religion, something that hasn't changed in hundreds of thousands of years, how are they going to take the time to learn the dynamic information of politics where things change every day?
Well, hundreds of thousands of years? What religion is he talking about? The religion of molten lava?
He may be a druid.
He may
it's
be a
possible.
Dinosaur. Right? Thanks for calling, though.
Well, Charles Haynes is a modern day professor and director of religious freedom the Religious Freedom Education Project at the Newseum right here in Washington, D.C., down on Pennsylvania Avenue. Charles, good morning.
Good morning.
Charles, the First Amendment is inscribed on granite right on the edifice of the museum that says
right.
A lot of things about freedom of religion and freedom of the press, but it also says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. And according to the Pew survey, that seems to have bled into people's consciousness. You can't teach about religion in schools.
Well, that's right. Well, we've been fighting about it ever since we founded public schools 150 years ago, so it's not surprising people are a little confused. But I think most schools today understand they can teach about religion, and underline the word about. They can't teach religion, as in the sense of faith indoctrination. So I think educators understand this, but of course, educators are nervous about what their communities think, and there's widespread confusion out there. You know, has God been kicked out of the schools? A lot of myths about public schools and religion. So in that sort of controversial climate, it's hard to do this.
And does that mean that our superintendents and principals, and most importantly our teachers, are running scared in a polarized religious environment that if you teach about religion, you're somehow favoring one over another?
I think in some areas of the country, people are very scared because they've had lawsuits. In other areas of the country, they've been doing pretty well recently and teaching about religion. So it depends on where you are in the country. All social studies standards, by the way, around the country now include a good bit about religion. So it's supposed to be taught. 20 years ago, it wasn't even in the standards. So I think we've come a long way in that respect, but we still have a long way to go.
Well, you said that some schools, Charles, were doing well. What are a couple of the bright spots? Because we only hear about how dismal those results are.
Well, California, early on, the early 90s, really put a lot of religion in its standards and its social studies. And so students in California have been learning a good bit about the world's religions in 6th and 7th grade, for example. Fairfax County, Virginia has 11 electives in world religions right now, and Montgomery County has probably as many. So there are some places in the country that they take pretty seriously, not just in the core curriculum, you know, all the courses that all kids take, but also in putting electives in place in world religions so that kids can get a deeper understanding of religion.
Charles Haynes, I mean, people in the control room will start throwing things at me now because this is going to sound like I've got an opinion and stuff, but this really is infuriating to me. I mean, the framers of the Constitution, the founders that politicians like to invoke all the time, described a nation, envisioned a nation where politics and education and an informed sort of electorate would all go together. Here we have a situation where politics about religion seems to have suppressed the very knowledge that would be useful to actually make informed decisions about some of these issues.
Well, that's right. People on both sides of, or both poles, really, of this argument have used this God in schools debate to advance their own agenda, in my view. Most Americans are neither for keeping religion out of public schools completely or for imposing it through the government. We're all somewhere in the middle. We want schools to teach about religion because, of course, you can't be an educated person unless you know something about religion. And we want students to have religious liberty rights in schools within certain boundaries. So, you know, most of us get that and understand that that's consistent with the First Amendment if we stop to think about it. But we're so influenced by this culture war debate that we actually believe some of the stuff we hear about God is not in schools, or, you know, schools are imposing religion. And that happens in some places, but that's not common.
Charles, we're involved, of course, in an international struggle with major religious overtones, and that comes home to roost. Do you think if religious education were better, more widespread across this country, for instance, erstwhile Koran burners in Florida would have never gotten a second look because it wouldn't have been scary to people?
Well, I think that, yeah, I think so. I think religious literacy is important for just basic reasons of understanding art and literature and so forth. But religious literacy is also important for understanding world events and even more closer to home. Who lives here?
Sounds like it should be a prerequisite to political science, maybe.
Well, I think it should. I think every student in public school should have one course in world religions, frankly, before they graduate.
Charles, most populous Muslim country in the world?
Indonesia.
We're two for two today. Well, you're not going to stump Charles. Go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying, you know, if Americans are going to live with each other in what is now the most religiously diverse society in the world, we need to know something about each other. And, you know, ignorance about other people leads to this intolerance and hate that we've seen in the past number of months, particularly. And I do think understanding knowledge, learning something about other people will help us live together.
When you come to Washington, D.C., folks, come down on Pennsylvania Avenue to the museum and give Charles Haynes a visit. He's Director of Religious Freedom Education at the museum in Washington, D.C. Charles, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.